Meteorology professor Marcus Bucher is a little over halfway into a 3-year grant from the National Science Foundation. He's looking at multiple vortex features that can occur in one tornado. He and his team are using computer simulations and some novel mathematical modeling to try to figure out how these different air currents interact to form or not to form deadly tornadoes.
A lot of thunderstorms form that are called supercell thunderstorms that show a good deal of rotation in the mid-levels of the troposphere, somewhere around 2, 3, 4, 5 kilometers. You can see the rotation on radar. Those are the type of storms that do produce tornadoes, but a significant percentage of them do not produce tornadoes. And so the big push is, how can we figure out which ones will produce the tornadoes and which ones don't, so we don't have a lot of false alarms for tornado warnings? And can we get better lead warning times for the ones that do produce tornadoes?
Okay, so some of them rotate sort of up high, but that doesn't make it all the way down to the ground.
Right. Sometimes that rotation can get within less than a mile above the ground and still not produce a tornado.
Do you think that your research could lead to better warning systems, and I guess so we don't have warnings crying wolf as often?
Well, what we're looking at is certain configurations of these kind of vortex features that are formed, for example, when air moves downward in a particular location very fast, like in a downdraft in a thunderstorm, it kind of produces a smoke ring type of structure, which is like a horizontal loop vortex. And that interacting with the main rotation farther up that I was telling you about, some studies show that can produce a really strong vertical vortex that could be producing the tornado, and that's one of the things that we're looking at right now.
So you've been working on the grant for a while. Is there anything that you found so far that sort of really surprised you that you weren't expecting at the beginning?
I had a hypothesis that because the math that governs fluid flow is very similar to the math that governs how electromagnetism works, I had a premise that these little vortex structures, if they interact with larger ones, interact in the same way as tiny little magnets interacting in a larger magnetic field. And so, for example, you'd get alignment of vortex features. We've had a little trouble proving that, and it's been more complex than we thought, but as with any scientific process along the way, we found some cool stuff that has shown some immediate promise. For example, these types of interactions, like with the smoke ring and the larger vortex that I was telling you about, forming a more intense vertical vortex. That's kind of what we're pursuing right now. And I went on a trip to Russia recently to talk to someone who's a mathematical theoretician, looking at the similarities between fluid dynamics and electromagnetism. He's in St. Petersburg, Russia, and trying to get some help from him and to have a cleaner target in proving our hypothesis.
And do you think it's sort of neat that, you know, when people think of the frontiers of science or going to the unknown, they think of going to Antarctica or the ocean or space. Is it kind of neat that the unknown is sort of like right here?
Well, you know, the atmosphere is just a giant laboratory for fluid dynamicists and atmospheric scientists. One of the reasons, you know, you talk about going to Antarctica or these other unknown places, it's like, well, you can't get there very easily, so there hasn't been a lot of measurements, you know, taken. But tornadoes don't happen that often. I mean, there's right now, of all of the experiments that have been done, for example, with the vortex type experiments, there's one really good case. There's a lot of decent data that's out there. But there's one premier case. It was in Goshen, Wyoming, that they got really, really good data, and that's where a lot of the focus on is looking at that one case. And it might be that there was something special about that case that is not relevant in other cases. So there's still, you know, I think we just need more good data and to analyze the data that we've got and somehow just put all the puzzle pieces together to figure out what's really going on.
Marcus Bucher is a meteorology professor at Western Illinois University. Bucher says he'll spend the next few months writing papers based on his research so far. He says he will continue to collaborate with a Russian mathematician he mentioned and hopes they will eventually author a paper together. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.